你有几个学生?
有。有 is a very useful word. You can ask,
你有笔吗? 你有笔吗?
You can also ask about the type of pen with the question.
你有什么笔? 你有什么笔?
Or, 你有书吗?
你有书吗? 你有什么书? 你有什么书? 几个学生?
个 个 is a measure word. For instance,
一个学生
两个学生 If you want to ask about quantity, you say 几个
你有几个学生? 你有几个学生?
Depending on the objects we want to ask about, we can use this sentence pattern to make questions such as
几本书? 几支笔?
Then we can ask
你有几本书? 你有几本书? 你有几支笔? 你有几支笔?
Next, 每一个学生都很用功。
每一个学生都很用功。
In other words, 各个学生都很用功。
各个 equals to 每一个,
meaning every or each. We know teacher Zhang has 25 students. How old are they?
大 and 小 can be used to describe shape, quantity, and age.
They are comparative terms. For example,
大学,大学,小学,小学.
大人 usually means adult.
大人,大人.
Comparatively, 小孩,小孩 means child. 孩 particularly has the meaning of child. In the video, teacher Lee asks,
他们一定都是大人吧?
Ba, in a question, expresses speculation or uncertainness.
Ba,
in an affirmative statement, such as 好吧, has a positive meaning. Some of teacher Zhang's students are adults, and some are children. So his students are
不一定,
not necessarily are adults.
不一定 means not necessarily.
On the contrary, 一定 means definitely or surely. For example,
他一定是老师。他一定会说中文。他一定会说中文。
男 and 女 refer to two different genders. Usually, we say 男生 or 女生. From the video, we know half of teacher Zhang's students are girls and half are boys.
一半 means half.